Recording with the family in mind. 3, 2, 1. Tried to create a budget but failed? Try this. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. At the start of the upcoming month, take a pen and paper or make a quick file on your smartphone and record every single purchase you make. Just list the amount and what it's for. At the end of the month, highlight those expenses that are mandatory, such as rent, car payments, groceries, and cell phone bills. The remainder, that being the total of whatever expenses are not highlighted, is your discretionary money. You may discover, for example, that you're spending upwards of $80 per month on your daily doses of chai tea or latte. At this point, you can determine to cut the intake by half or brew your own morning cup of coffee and apply those $40 to pay down credit card debt. Having a budget, also known as a spending plan, also helps you determine when you use a debit card instead of a credit card. Debit cards are great. They're great as long as you do the math regularly. When it comes to debit cards, it's important to keep track of your checking account and stay on top of balances and purchases. Again, the concept is basic, but many people find themselves in a debit dilemma because they forget to take this critical step. It's a good discipline to think of debit cards this way. You're paying now, whereas with credit cards, you're paying later. To use your debit card means you have to have money in the bank right now to cover your purchases. I talk more about this in my book, It's Your Money, So Take It Personally, available at Amazon.com. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with The Family in Mind.